Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, we the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back.
And it came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach Lane, a rattlesnake, spin straight facts.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
Yeah, baby boys, Lewis and Zach are not back.
Nope.
Zach on the road right now with the Insane Clown Posse. God bless the great Zach Amico. The dream gig. Very excited for him. I've been texting with him. He's having a fucking blast. Really just doing wellness checks on him. When he goes on the road with the Insane Clown Posse, I'm like, Zach, please just come home to me. Please just come home. That's all I want is don't die with the Insane Clown Posse. That's
Zach,
not fair.
Did you use your CPAP machine tonight? Please use
Zach,
it, Zach.
Fucking do not die with the Insane Clown Posse. We have a great show planned today. It is the Lewis and Zach Show, filling in for Zach as usual. The great Mike Figgs back on the show.
Happy to be here, baby. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I pulled up the rap soundboard today. I don't know. I need something that feels like home to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the studio, I will say, I like the new studio. I'm digging the vibe. I'm loving the green screen. Whoa. You just turned me up.
Oh, I meant to turn me down. Oh, sorry.
Well, I don't know. What you don't know. You just did. Whatever you just did was crazy.
Sorry.
Don't
Mine's
touch
over
things,
there. Mike's so loud. It's okay.
Don't even touch things.
Sacrifice.
This is a new studio. I'm still getting used to it. If I had a table in front of me, it would feel better. Maybe we should move back to the other studio and just use the green screen in the other studio. Would that be easier for everyone? Can we take calls in this studio?
They're shaking their head. Yes, I think we can do it. I'm pretty sure we can do it. Call in now. Talk about the rally. I know you want to.
Well, I wanted people to talk about Trump's Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get their opinions on that. People can't call in, Shannon?
She's saying yes. 1-800-MERCH-ENGINE.MERCH. Merch, merch. Call in now.
Shannon, what are you saying? What is the issue?
There's no phone in the studio.
No phone in the studio. Maybe we should go back to Studio A, but just green screen it so we have this look. Oh, the only difference to the fans would be I'd have a table in front of me. I don't have to hold all this stuff on my lap. I'm balancing things.
You feel naked without the table, don't
I
you?
I feel a little naked yeah. without table. Zia, you should feel naked because Zia's fucking here. Holy shit.
Boy, yo, 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 yo.
I am naked a lot of the time. That's true.
That was my penis coming, that sound. It was just like, in my pants.
That's cool. That's
an
impressive sound.
We have two
penis.
Incredible guests on today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Unqualified Experts podcast and Zia Next Tuesday, new show. I've never said that.
I've been doing that for a while. Zia Next Tuesday.
I've never promoted this
That's
before.
That's my Tuesday stream.
Wow. Zia Next Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Zia Anderson back on the show.
Thank you for having me. This is my first time in the studio. I like it.
Do you like the studio?
Yeah, it's
so
nice.
You're digging the vibe here.
I am.
The
it's
couch,
more casual.
It's kind of, it feels like almost like a late night talk show
yeah,
type thing.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for. Maybe once we get the desk, maybe we'll make a decision then. When are we getting the desk, Shannon?
I'll have an answer for you by the end of the episode.
What does that mean? It wasn't ordered? Why would we put any time?
I have to check.
How about I kill you? How about I fucking kill you, Shannon?
How about it?
Ooh, put on the sexy music.
Blame Shannon.
Also from the Boys cast, ladies and gentlemen, the great Ryan Long back on the show.
You need to look at your notes to figure out
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people have other things they're promoting, and that's what...
Stand-up comedy special, youtube.com/RyanLongComedy. Check it out.
Ryan's hilarious.
Thank
you. You're a fucking talented motherfucker.
Thank you, brother.
I didn't want you to be funny.
You gonna watch the special? We'll be right back. Take a
sponsor. No, I'm trying to think if I even watched a minute of it. I don't think I watched it yet. No, I did
just
share
came
it.
Out.
I did share it.
Well, thank you very much.
I shared it.
Yeah, check it out. YouTube.com/RyanLongComedy.
I did not watch it yet. It's rare that I watch.
Can't crank out comedian specials.
It's very difficult to watch comedy specials. There's so many of them that come out, and I'm very, very busy. So for me, it's rare that I get to even like my best friends. I'll give it the click. And then
I was
like,
kidding. I didn't think you were. People are actually going to watch him.
No, I should. Well, I will watch it. You're. I'm not lying about that. You're actually fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
Very funny comedian, Ryan Long. We have a great show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live Chat. everyone that is joining us. They always love us here. They always have nice things to say about
all
us in the
Race Live
chat. All the Gas Digital subscribers. If you're not a Gas Digital subscriber, if you're watching this on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, you guys can subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. You get the premium version of the show, which is uncensored. If you guys understand, like, look, when I say cunt, see how that was bleeped? Do we bleep it or do we mute it? We mute it. It's less annoying to mute it. Maybe we make it more annoying. Maybe we start bleeping it. Maybe we just use annoying sounds. Like we use Figs's voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of a curse word, we just go, Figs going, hello.
Why didn't you answer my text, Lewis? Lewis, support me.
Lewis. Every time somebody says a curse word.
Lewis, I got a new show idea. I got a new show idea. Fig talk.
Every time
you hear Fig talk, Ryan's calling me a fat faggot fuck.
I love this idea. We make it annoying, and then we'll drive more subscribers to Gas Digital because you get the uncensored, unannoying version.
No
of
Sebastian Maniscalco, please.
What?
But you also we give you a bonus episode of the Lewis and Zach Show every Friday. There's a bonus episode of Legion of Skanks every Friday. The thing is, Ding with Figs and Shannon. There's a bonus episode.
Power Hour,
so you guys, the Power Hour, which is an incredible thing. So much incredible content on Gas Digital. Go there, subscribe now, use the promo code LAZ. It supports the show directly and gets you all that bonus content and gets you access to the Racist Live Chat. Let's see. JDog92 says, is Fig a spick? Figs is a spick, yes. He's half Puerto Rican.
One half.
Jody says, spick talk.
I like that.
Ricky Ricardo says, fag talk.
Love that. That's pretty good.
Thanks, bud. This is all good stuff, guys.
Awesome.
Let's see. Then let's see what else is in the Racist Live Chat. So Wyken Tridon says Zia could peg me. Hold on.
Nice.
Hey, I went to a seminar, so I feel like I know what I'm doing.
Pegging seminar?
Yeah, I went to a pegging seminar at Exotica. It was very interesting.
What's the scoop?
A
what do they teach at the seminar?
Really? I think
they teach you the scoop. It's a technique. You gotta scoop the shit out of the asshole first before you get the dick in there.
I mean, they really did emphasize heavily that you need to warm the butthole up. They're like, with a tongue, with a finger, get some lube. You want it.
I feel bad for girls that have eaten my ass. Like, I feel awful.
How many have there been, Lewis?
There's only been non-pros, like two.
Okay.
A lot of pros.
Good for them.
A pro, I'll just fucking shove my ass right into her mouth.
The pros are eating ass?
Oh, yeah, they'll eat ass.
Interesting. And then kiss the next guy?
I've had a couple of girls eat my ass, and like when it's happening, I'm like, I feel so bad for you.
Sure.
Do you shower beforehand?
Yeah, no, I have a clean, ass just isn't attractive, and it's hairy and brown, and it's just not fucking, you don't want to go to Brown Town with Louis J. Gomez, I'll tell you that much. It's not good, Zia.
I'm very
grateful. Zia, your butthole's delightful.
It's very nice. Yeah, it is. It's clean. I don't have to prove it. I'm very blonde, so everything's pink, you know, it's good.
So after you went to the seminar, did you peg a guy?
No.
You've never pegged a guy?
No, I've never pegged anyone. I've never been with anyone that wanted to be pegged.
I was
That shouldn't stop you.
I had my butthole fingered at Skankfest.
Did you like
so,
it?
Swipe it on me.
Thank you, Fix. You know, like old aristocrats would have like a dog that they would come in and there would be a dog. Like a long-haired dog and they would use it to wipe their hands on. That's what Figs is to me. He's a smelly, long-haired dog that I used to wipe my hands on. Are my arms not looking retarded? I mean, guys, are my arms not looking retarded?
Fig talk.
Shannon, how wet are you right now? Turn on the sexy music when Shannon answers this question.
This is
right
what
now.
I like.
Shannon, give me, for 1 second, can we just talk about how fucking ripped my fucking arms are getting, Shannon?
Lewis, the Wi-Fi's down, Lewis.
The stream dropped.
the stream dropped. Lewis,
Shannon, sorry. What do we think?
They look retarded.
They look retarded.
Yeah.
Are you on tea?
No.
No?
I'm on natural tea.
All okay.
I'm doing natural shit.
You got a bunch. You're supping up.
What's natural tea?
I'm doing
some.
I'm doing Shilajit, ashwagandha.
Natural tea is just go to the local school, push around a couple kids.
I wanted to get on tea. My doctor said no. He was like, stop drinking. And then I
He's like,
drinking.
Honestly, you don't want to get two. You'll get two juices. Yeah, like,
that's crazy. It's like for society.
Honestly, I don't think if you want to turn this thing to 11, but I think at this point we're kind of maxed out.
Yeah, dude. No. I wanted to get on testosterone. I wanted to get on steroids. My doctor kind of just got in my head about it. He was like, you're going to poison your body. He was like, you're drinking so much. You're smoking weed. He was like, you can naturally.
Did you punch him?
I had butter blood in the face. Started kissing the nurse.
That wasn't a question. You got to warm up my butthole before you go in there. Yeah.
So no, I'm doing some natural supplements and shit like that, you know.
Yeah, like Tongali, that kind of stuff.
I haven't tried that, but I heard that's really good.
Chaitoraina has been pushing
I'm using
that on the
Shilajit, and I'm using ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha, that's the other one.
Ashwagandha.
Yeah. I did a few of those for like a month. I didn't notice any difference whatsoever. So
I think I'd do it for like a long time.
It's always a little more than you did, isn't
it? Well,
you
got to lift a lot. Yeah. So I'm lifting like a madman right now.
What are you curling right now?
I don't know. What do I curl?
Just two supermodels.
No, I mean, I do progressive overload. So my last set, if I'm doing like hammer curls, like 50 pounds.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's actually really good.
No, I have big fucking.
That's pretty crazy.
50.
Yeah, I'm getting jacked.
Pretty crazy.
What's up with the nails? It's very pretty. I like it.
He's representing Zach.
Yeah. No, I painted them for Skankfest, and then they started to get all chipped like this. And then I was like, well, that's crazy. I got to keep them up. So then I painted them again, and now they're getting chipped again. So then I have to go paint them again.
That's... Now you know the life.
But you can do
woman.
One of these a little bit.
I know. Right? I feel like a whore. Like I'm doing this a lot. I'm hiding my hands. I don't want people to see them. Don't look at them until they're done. They're not beautiful. Is it gay, Zia? Is
no,
it a little gay?
It's not gay. I don't think
so. There's a fine line between gay and...
It's metal, right? Dude, it's kind of metal. Big J does pink nails, which is really gay. Mine are black. It's a little metal. I'm thinking about just doing it for the Halloween season, like Sober October, you know, Gay May.
It's a good week to ease your way into some wacky outfits, eh?
Yeah, we're gonna do Gay May, where I'm going to let Zia peg me. I'm going to wear makeup.
Can we film it?
Yeah,
yeah. Can I sell it on the OnlyFans?
But, yeah, so...
Halloween is a nice week to try out a new hat.
Halloween's a good time.
If you want to go for a wristband and someone's like, "What the fuck's that?" You're like, "Costume? What are you?"
Yeah, you're right.
Halloween. It's officially Halloween week too. Halloween is on Thursday. Yeah, I'm really excited about. Zia, what are you doing to celebrate?
I'm gonna eat so much candy. I'm so excited about it.
Can I just say, stop.
Stop what? Eating candy?
Be a hot chick. What is your issue? Why are you trying to not be a hot chick?
What do you mean?
Candy's not going to... As you're getting older...
Candy.
You're going to get fat, and then...
Nah, I work out too much. I'm a psychopath.
Wipe coffee on your sweater.
You're hilarious.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's nice.
But a big part of your value... is how hot
that's
you
are. That's
why
I got these. Oh. I can gain a few extra pounds and it's all right because you have giant tits. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to have to get so much funnier and cooler if you get fat. Am I wrong, boys?
She makes a point about the tits, and especially if you get good at those Instagram photos, you can showcase them in a way that you could probably put on 40, 50 before people are like getting a little bigger
get
here.
A
right?
Little
that's
thick.
A wild
yeah.
thing. Like a guy, yeah. like I'm getting
it doesn't
better.
Go to the dick. Yeah,
I'm just getting better. Like I know that I'm not attractive as I was when I was younger, but I am. I'm more attractive. I'm not as physically
you
attractive, but I'm just more like whatever my thing is more attractive.
Certain
than,
people, and I don't know if this is you, but certain people, their look works better as a 40-year-old than a 20-year-old.
I don't know.
That's true.
Shannon Pope, one of my young headshots. Yeah.
Like if you got a tough guy look, you know, sometimes that looks a little cooler for
well,
you.
Here's what's happening. I am getting like wrinkles, like actual wrinkles on my face now. Like I look in the mirror sometimes and I'm like, oh, dude, it's like actually happening.
Dude.
It's fucking wild. Like my look at me. Well, that's not even that young. That's Shannon, that's like 5 years ago. Get one of like the ones that Beatrice took. Here, go back to the
I love how you're trying to get a photo that shows how hot you were at 20.
Yeah, like that. Look at that. Look how young I was there.
You're like your son.
You look like a different person.
I look like a different person.
You
that
do.
Doesn't look like that. Pull up a big version
like,
of that,
it does
Shannon.
Look like you, but it's
why are we looking at Louis' headshot? Zia's got her tits out, and we're looking at old fucking photos of Louis.
Well, I'm just trying to say, am I not?
Is going on.
Am I better looking there, Shannon? Shannon, whatever
you're kind of cute.
Is.
You got a cute little face. It's a little cute.
It's different.
It's a little cute. Now you're like a little bit more like
a baby face.
Back then you're like, hi, new faces.
So I'm saying, though, I think the image works because you're saying, oh, I'm getting wrinkles. It's like, yeah, if you're going for like rugged gym UFC podcaster
I have a face tattoo now.
What? Hey, wow. You can pull it off.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you go for LA Hollywood jean jacket look, you don't, the wrinkles, you're like, obviously the 10-year ago version was just better.
Yeah. So I'm not. Yeah, that's not me. I've never.
If you're trying to look like a cage fighter.
I'm not trying to look good looking. I'm trying to look fucking badass and fucking cool.
Yeah, and some wrinkles
nails.
Doesn't work on that.
Wrinkles
you know what I'm saying?
Fucking cool, dude. It's like fucking what's his name? That short guy with all the tattoos, the Mexican guy.
Which one?
Danny
DeVito.
Trejo.
Oh, DeVito. Danny Trejo.
Danny
he's
Trejo.
So nice.
Yeah. Have you met him?
I did. So I was working.
Peg him?
I never. You know what? I wanted to
dare to dream.
Machete? You talking about Machete? Danny
yeah,
Trejo?
Yeah.
Machete.
He tried to convince. So this was, he was, they were filming fucking Predator out in Hawaii. And this is obviously
filming
when I
Predator right
there.
Now.
And he was part of the cast and they all came to train at Penn Gym where I was working at the time.
Oh, nice.
And he was ridiculously nice. He was trying to get me to go out. I was 19 at the time. He was trying to get me to go out with them. And he was like,
hell
yeah. Yeah, Trey, you.
Go back to the picture, Jorge.
He was like, I'll tell him you're my daughter. And I was like, I don't think that's going to fly. But all right.
Sure. He's ready to fight Tony Hinchcliffe.
I can't wait to get my hands on Hinchcliffe way. You're talking about my people way.
What did you say about my people?
What did you say about the island of trash way?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Trejo. I wasn't talking about you.
Come over, fight me, Issy.
Yeah, all right, let's
good one.
Thank you, brother.
Great segue, Figs. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank IP Vanish for supporting today's show. IP Vanish is an important tool that lets you safely surf the internet without leaving a trace. That sounds weird, Figs. Don't have any crazy ideas.
That's right. Now, I don't know how you spend your time online.
You know how I spend some of it.
Oh, boy. What you do when you're on the internet isn't my business. And it's nobody else's either, and that's why I love IP Vanish.
Yeah, look, you don't want big tech companies, governments, or marketers to be able to track what you're doing online and trying to build profiles around your data. You need IP Vanish. They create a private tunnel from your computer to the internet that hides your identity and encrypts your data. People cannot steal your identity. People cannot steal your information. People cannot market to you, which is so annoying. Your real IP address disappears, so you cannot be tracked online, and it ensures fast, unrestricted internet, and it lets you get around any online sensors. If you're in areas where you can't watch porn, or if you're on a flight, you just want to whack off in the bathroom, well, Guess what? Sometimes that happens. IP Vanish has you covered. So just go to IPVanish.com. They have different packages for different affordable pricing, and if you use the promo code LAZ, they're going to give you an extra 10% off. That's about 85% off their usual offerings. Great. If you use that promo code, because with the additional 10% off. So right now, just go to IPVanish.com and start protecting yourself online. All right, where were we? let's talk about this is the big news of the week, right?
But you made a good point on Twitter though, where you're just like, comedy is way too important right now.
It's crazy. It's crazy the fact that
it's swaying elections.
Yeah, it's actually swaying elections. Fucking Rogan had Trump on, which is crazy.
Oh yeah,
the whole thing was. I watched the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was bonkers.
Cleared the schedule.
It was
I had a family funeral. I go, yeah, I don't know if you heard, but Trump just dropped the Rogan interview. So yeah.
Sorry, Nana.
Trump on Rogan was like, look, I don't give a fuck at all. And I hate talking about politics at all. This isn't talking about politics. This is talking about comedy.
Comedy.
This is a big thing in the comedy.
That's what you
world,
forgot
right?
when you were like, oh, I want to talk about politics. You forget how intertwined it gets with Trump.
It's crazy, dude.
Whether you want to or not.
Trump goes on Rogan, and I watch the whole thing, and I just watch it from like the lens of like a podcaster. Because I've done Joe Rogan's podcast.
You were just looking at mic technique.
I really was. I was literally going, and I'm like, yo, Trump is a good podcaster.
It's a little bassy in the voice there, I think.
You know, he's straight up.
He turned up my volume.
Nice ad read. clean read on the Athletic Greens.
Yeah. He's like, maybe you've never tried Sherry's Berries.
Factor meals. Unbelievable. Very good meals.
Delivered right to your door.
Right to your door.
Right here, 20 minutes.
Promo code JRE.
No, but he did a great job as a podcast guest. But here's what he did. Here's what you want to do. If you go on a podcast, okay, you want to
have a table.
You want to
maybe a couch. Go ahead. Solid couch. Look, I'm falling off the chair. It's a solid. Go ahead.
If you go on a podcast, you want to get the host to like you. There's like a thing, of right? Course. You like that. That is, in my opinion, one of the biggest goals when you go on a podcast is to immediately get the host to go, oh, I really like this guy.
Find a wavelength.
Yeah, because the thing is, the audience likes the host. Not my fucking fans. If you read the Racist Live chat, yeah. Lewis is a faggot. I hope his son dies. I hope Lewis gets AIDS. Lewis can't talk into a mic consistently to save his life, says Nigga Mortis. It's not my... We're changing studios. We're changing mics. We're doing a lot of this, okay? Don't fucking give me shit. But... Like you,
they feel like you're a guest in. They're a guest in your house. Like they're like, we have a thing going on, and this guy's coming.
Well, the audience exactly. They want the host to like them, and that's like a thing. Really quickly, if you get people that, if you're combative with the host, it's just not going to fucking work. They're not going to like you at all. And I see that happen sometimes. You get people, they don't really get the assignment, and they get combative with the host, or they start to like try to take over in a weird way. And you saw, I watched. About halfway through, Trump brought up MMA in like a really organic way, and he was like, you could tell he spoke to people, and they were like, oh no, talk about MMA, talk about things
I think I know what you're saying. I've been saying this too,
and it's like he did it in a way where you're like, oh shit, like he didn't fake it. You could tell he really knew what he was talking about to a certain degree, but he ingratiated himself to that audience. And he really understood the assignment. And I looked at it and I went, oh, you know what? I kind of like Trump a little bit more than I did before this interview. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not voting. I think
he's a flattery guy. That's his thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He's a man's man.
His thing is very like, look at you, good looking guy. Look how strong this guy is.
Well, that's sales. He's a salesman. Yeah. He's a salesman. And he did that very well.
I didn't even think that. You're right. That's what it is.
And it was just, I watched it and I go like, oh shit, he did a great job at doing the podcast. He just like, whatever it was.
Can I give a quick alternative to that?
Please, please.
Because there was also, you could go the other way where you're like a little bit of it. He only brought up MMA and you're like, you know that this is like a comedian and the biggest comedian in the world, maybe. And you go, and the biggest podcaster, but he kept being like, you're an MMA guy. Like he was like, and there was a little bit where he was like, maybe pigeonholing him as only an MMA guy.
He didn't look.
You know what I'm saying?
Of
about
course,
that?
I think
where
that's.
I think he would be like, you know, I don't. You know, that's. I was like pretty famous when I started doing the MMA gig. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't like.
Like when you tell a hot girl she's hot, she wants to hear she's funny. Like, you know what I mean?
He wasn't so, like, in touch with everything that I was like, but no, he was in touch enough where I was like, I was impressed. He's naming fighters and he's talking about. Like, he had a lot of shit wrong. Like, he was talking about James Toney fighting, he said he thought he fought GSP, but, like, the fact that he's even bringing up,
that's
like,
the Dana
shit
White
from, like,
connection.
Yeah, from, like, a decade ago, it's, like, pretty impressive, and, you know, he's definitely a casual fan, but genuinely a legit fan, and I just thought, like, you watch that interview, and after 3 hours, you go, like, oh, I really got a vibe of who he was. It didn't seem like he was bullshitting or posturing or trying to politicize anything. It seemed like he was just talking. He wasn't thinking about things too much. He was just in the moment. And I think, honestly, they should do that with every fucking president. Dude, Kamala is a retard.
They should all have to do Rogan and Zach and Lewis. That and in that order.
Dude, but no, they should have to do like a sit-down interview, unedited, where they're just fucking. And don't get me wrong, it's not like Rogan didn't hold his feet to the fire. Like, if I was doing that, I would have been like, all right, well, what would you do differently about COVID now? Right? There's some shit that he could have fucking really asked him about that could have gotten, like,
or
like,
just wouldn't have answered, yeah.
He went, you know, like, Rogan was obviously on his side and was softballing it to him, but I thought the point of the interview was to ingratiate himself to tens of millions of people. Most of the people were probably already voting for him, but Rogan's got a pretty big audience. I bet there was a lot of people that went, you know what, I never really saw the side of that guy. I bet you he swayed people, unquestionably.
Well,
unquestionable.
That's also part of it, though, is Rogan was saying, he was even saying that in the interview. He was talking about how he wants to people to see what he is just as a, how he is just mm-hmm. as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole point. He's like, I just want to have a conversation. He wasn't.
Well, and that's
there
the problem with
him.
Kamala,
like,
is everything you see from Kamala is like an edited video with her, like, she's on a phone. She's like asking Tim Walz to be her vice president. You're like, none of this is real. It's all just like an edit. You're like, what is it? Just like, give us a little bit of something real.
And you're like, a team of people thought all this up.
Of course, exactly.
So you go, yes, I know people can be actors. You go, what does the non-actor version look like?
Yeah, it's just bizarre. So I thought that was a good thing. It made me, like, just as a person, I go like, oh, I enjoyed that interview. I liked his perspective. I've also read Trump's book.
I'll tell you what else was funny about the interview. The thing that was making me laugh the most is probably three times he was like, you know, this guy's a total con artist. He scams people. Which I respect the move. I would be doing the same thing. He probably said three times, called a guy like a total scam artist, and he's like, "Listen, I'd be doing it."
Yeah. Plus, he's a businessman.
That's what a lot of people like about him. When you see Trump, you know exactly what you get.
He sounds like a grandpa, like a cool grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he swayed me over when he was on Theo Von because he had a normal conversation and he was going MMA and he just seemed like a cool dude. You know, because I really didn't know him personally, but you feel like you get to know him a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know what's so wild about the Kamala thing, too? It seems like fucking overnight she was the person. Everybody was like, oh, Kamala.
Oh, yeah,
it was so
thing.
Manufactured.
Yeah.
Before that, even Democrats were like, yeah, what the fuck has Kamala done? Nothing.
Yeah.
She really hasn't done much of anything. She locked up a bunch of black people for weed infractions. That's like the worst thing she's ever done.
You know when the industry tries to like really tell you like this is the guy?
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't really hit.
First, I don't know, but
she's the Ricky Velez of
everyone was on board.
Politics.
Yeah, I was going to say like maybe like a Gerard Carmichael.
No, Ricky's hilarious.
Like,
I'm just saying the industry did try to make him the next Pete Davidson.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. But like in that world, like Gerard Carmichael would be a perfect guy of that, where everyone's like, this is the guy. And you're like, he ended up pretty famous or whatever, but like they were like forever, he's Chappelle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, look, fucking whatever. We'll move on from the Trump on Rogan thing, but
What were the notes as a podcaster? Any notes?
No, I think he did just a great job, dude. He really did a great job. He ended the interview. Rogan was ready to go do more. He was like, I got to go do a speech. And he cut it off at the end. I was like, Trump is just taking over. Yeah, look, I think that he is, you know, the other side of this, which I've noticed, and I'm an outsider, you know, is it seems less toxic this time around, like the whole support of Donald Trump, like the amount of people that
I thought
like,
that until yesterday.
Yesterday
or today or whatever.
Well, yeah, that let's talk about that actually. Let's talk about the Tony Hinchcliffe.
Big Tony.
So Tony gets invited to do the presidential or the Trump rally at Madison Square Garden, and he did what I assumed Tony was going to do. When I heard that he was doing it, I was like, oh, he's going to roast.
He's going to go off.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he does. Obviously,
he's a comedian. Yeah. Why the fuck would you have a comedian?
But not only just a comedian, like you're talking about.
He's a roast.
Yeah, like,
that's literally what he does.
He sold out MSG twice too.
The last high profile thing that he did was the Tom Brady roast, and he fucking roasts, and he roasts, you know, brutally, and he's very good at it. So it was not even a slight surprise to me when I clicked on the video to see what he was doing.
I actually thought it was tamer than it would be. I didn't think
he had
to tame
it. Well, because it was on cable TV, right? He couldn't curse. He couldn't say certain things.
Yeah.
He still went pretty fucking hard.
He went pretty hard
for what it was. Now look, and we'll get into like the actual video and the backlash and all that other stuff. Like I just assumed that was the assignment. I've spoken to Tony a couple times. I didn't ask him because I'm not trying to get the fucking scoop and fucking let everyone know what the word is, right? I just made sure that he was fucking doing good because he's a friend of mine. And, you know, it's I assumed that the Trump campaign and their people at the very least either vetted the jokes and said, let's see what you're going to say and approve them.
Or
said, go off and do what you want to do. We know you roast. We know what you do. And that was the cool thing that they were trying to do. I think that they just said, do what you want to do.
Okay.
I don't think that they vetted the jokes. I don't think that that he submitted them. My assumption is...
They couldn't have, right?
That's crazy. I mean, some of them... Because here's the thing, like they're... Say what you want about the jokes. I thought a lot of the jokes were very funny. Mm-hmm. I thought the Puerto Rico floating pile of garbage thing was very funny. It was misdirection. How do you not understand
that? My Pillow promo code is pretty funny.
Yeah, there was some funny shit. There's some easy or cheesy stuff as well, but that's what roasts are. Like, literally, if you watch a roast battle or you watch any roast, a lot of it is, you know, formulaic, and that's just what it is.
Sure.
And then the room was uncomfortable and tight at times, so, you know, that's not fucking helping.
He called it out, though. He called it out.
My assumption is that they said to him, we know what you do. Have fun up there. Go kill it.
There also is the other thing when you do stuff like that, they don't edit the audio like a comedy thing. So the laughs just seem lower. Like if you actually hear those people like, woo.
You
can make the laughs lower and make someone sound like they're doing worse.
Yeah, I don't think, they're not miking the audience. When you hear a comedy show, the audience is miked. They bring in multiple mics, multiple sources. They layer, when you listen, this is what comedy specials work. They layer the laugh tracks to make it sound bigger and fuller.
Dude, I'm sure you've had your mic feeds where they send you the mic feed and you're like, I just crushed that set. And you listen to the mic feed, you're like, yeah, this might have been the worst.
I'm sure you're fucking special, fucking
that's
ass.
That's my
boy. Cocksucker.
You know, the premise of the joke was killing, which is that you're having trouble with.
Oh, you think I've ever killed? Oh, it's me, you piece of shit. But no, like, whatever. Like, it doesn't even matter. I don't give a shit. Like, his assignment was to go be a comic and to go tell jokes. Unquestionably, people getting mad, being like, oh, it's a political rally. How could you? Shut the fuck up. The amount of comics that are coming out and piling on and trashing Tony Hinchcliffe. I mean, what are we fucking doing, guys?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
How are you not just celebrating, even if you think he bombed, even if you didn't like the jokes, how are you not celebrating it and going like, wow, dude, what a crazy moment that a comic gets invited to go and roast one of the biggest moments in like political history. This is massive. It's so fucking
apparently
huge.
Don Rickles did a Reagan one. I saw
somebody was doing a Kamala. George Lopez was doing the Kamala thing, yeah. And he trashed Mexicans and nobody's
Mexican
making a big deal about it.
Stealing joke.
But it's just kind of like, and by the way, they do this every year or every few years at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And they always come under, I think Nikki Glaser got in trouble a few years ago for certain
things. Comedy's
a
very big part of like American political culture in a
weird
way.
People always get in trouble and people always take it too far, right? Mm-hmm. And you see these things and when you put a comic in that environment, very often they're not murdering like they would at a comedy show because it is awkward and it's fucking ballsy as shit to go in that environment. It's not an easy environment to do it in, right? But because it's Trump, and it's so crazy heavy politicized, they're making it into a much bigger thing than it really needs to be. They are jokes. We all know they're fucking jokes. And everyone in the world knows they're fucking jokes. Kamala knows their jokes. Everyone that's coming out against Tony Hinchcliffe. How many Puerto Rican celebrities have come out against Tony Hinchcliffe in support of Kamala
There's
Harris?
Puerto Rican
now.
Celebrities. That's what I was gonna say. I thought you were the only.
I'm the premier Puerto Rican comedian.
You, Ricky Martin.
This is gonna sound crazy. I literally don't. How many people are in Puerto Rico?
I don't even know.
Shannon.
Who the fuck knows, man?
It was Ricky Martin, Bad Bunny, and J-Lo. Oh, what mean,
Bad Bunny. So Puerto Rico, that's a town?
I think it's a borough or something of the DR. I don't know.
Yeah, it's... So here's the other thing. People are like, dude, is this going to fucking sway the vote now? The Puerto Rican vote is... First of all, let me say this. The Puerto Rican vote's not swaying anything, okay? We've never swayed fucking anything in the history of the universe.
They have three channels in Puerto Rico right now, okay? They got the old school TV, the fucking Magnavox. They have no idea what the fuck is
Your grandpa's holding the fucking antenna on top of it, moving it. It's Puerto Rico.
They're watching Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift on DVD right now. They have no idea what the fuck is going on. Fuck Bad Bunny. Suck my dick.
Well, so the amount of people being like, oh, it's going to sway the vote, the amount of Puerto Ricans, and then they're counting the influence that, like, it's Ariana Grande too, Bad Bunny. It's like it's in the billions. Amount of influence that these people have is in the billions.
AOC wasn't happy.
Listen to me.
Those people weren't going to vote for him
They were not voting.
What the fuck was that?
Nobody's changing their vote over Tony Hinchcliffe's fucking jokes. Yeah. Nobody. It's not happening. Not a single person is going, you know what? I was going to vote for fucking Trump, but now that was just too much.
But Puerto
That's
Rico.
Psychotic.
You are Puerto
and
Rico.
If you change your vote over Tony's jokes, you should be fucking killed. You should actually, we should kill you. That's crazy. They should take you and they should fucking shoot you in the fucking head because you're the stupidest fucking person on the planet. If that's all it takes to change your fucking
vote. Me and Danny used to have this joke where we'd always talk about where if the Democrats were smart, they would show like a video of De Niro flipping out, like every celebrity of your favorite, like crying, having meltdowns. And you're like, if Trump wins, you want more of that? Like, you know, that's if Trump wins, is that what you want? Like every one of your favorite celebrities being a psychopath again?
Yeah,
so it was a bit of that. I could see people a little bit being like, oh, right, that's what the world's going to be like.
Let's see. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors on the show, which is Factor Meals. We love Factor Meals here on the Lewis and Zach Show.
So good, so convenient.
Well, Figs, you love every meal. It doesn't really matter. It's
true, but
Factor or not.
True. That's so true. But there's something about Factor that's just different.
Yeah, you're different too because you're so fat. This whole ad's going to be
That's
me
right.
just trashing.
Yeah,
and
I'm
having
am
to
different.
Take it.
The doctor says I'm different. My blood cells are a little different.
Well, look, I'll tell you right now, Factor Meals has incredible meals, restaurant quality meals. They're delivered right to your door, and they're prepared in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And don't let that scare you off. I know you're thinking microwavable meal, TV dinner. That's not what this is. These are truly restaurant quality. 34 different options every week: breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks. Figs, we know how much you love snacking.
I love snacks.
You can't stop snacking.
I'm always snacking, dude. I'm snacking right now. Oh, wow. So good.
Look, they got everything you need. If you're vegan like Shannon, they got you covered. If you're keto like me, they got you covered. So many different options, delicious, flavor-packed options. All you got to do to try them out right now is go to factormeals.com/LAZ50. Factormeals.com/LAZ50 and use the promo code LAZ50 to save 50% off your order today. Once again, that's factormeals.com/LAZ50. All right, where were we? Let's see the racist live chat. What do they got to say? Let's see. They should make Puerto Rico a state, says Rob Rose. Runaway Slav says Puerto Rico relies on America and Canada have basic infrastructure. They're all jungle savages.
Wow.
That's pretty brutal.
He left that one out. He left that one off the roast.
Let's see.
I was saying this to Figs, though, when we first came in. I go, my algorithm from like Twitter, TikTok, was exclusively like the comedy
news right now.
And that's why I'm like, is that just me? Or is that like,
no,
is the whole world
well.
Actually, their
no,
whole
I, no,
algorithm
no.
is like a discussion
so,
of comedy?
I boxed this morning, and my buddy Jason, who I box with, he's Puerto Rican, and his parents are like on vacation right now, like in some country, not in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And I guess they texted him being like, oh, did you hear about this Tony Hinchcliffe guy?
Okay.
And the dad's like, oh, I think he's funny. I was like, but mom's freaking out about this right now.
Yeah.
Storming around.
Some people don't know he's a comedian.
Well, Puerto Ricans are notoriously stupid. So that's the issue. And these are my people. I'm allowed to say this. Like,
yeah.
We're not too smart. So, but I just don't think it. I don't think you're swaying anyone's vote. It just doesn't matter. What are some of the highlights, Shannon? Give me some, please.
Okay, here's the first one I timestamped.
Stuff is
really, really crazy. We're right there by a wide open border. Where are my proud Latinos at tonight?
That's a lot.
You guys love me, and it's wide open. There's so many of them. It's absolutely incredible.
That's cute. That's nice.
Do you know anybody who went to this?
Not, people, I welcome migrants to the United States of America with open arms. And by open arms, I mean like this.
That's a funny joke.
Hilarious.
It also takes to do an act out like that in a big thing.
You it's go, so it's, funny.
It's a funny.
He should double down and release the whole fucking thing and put it on his page.
Dude, they're just they're just jokes. What
because people are
say?
Taking it out of context. They have that one part about the island and everyone and their mother's going bananas without knowing he's a comedian or who he is. And it's, you know, that's what they always, that's what both sides do, I guess.
Shannon, let me see another.
Do
another
people
clip.
Ever get exhausted, you think, by just being upset by everything? Or do you think they like it?
They think it's, they think they're helping.
Oh my God, it's.
They're like, I'm doing politics right now.
It's exhausting to me. That's I just crazy. Read through it and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Sure.
This will Giggle also, about this, it this will
eat
be.
A fucking candy bar. What's
this
the
news cycle will go, by the time we end the week, by the time Halloween hits, this will be a non-issue. Nobody's going to be talking about this. This is it. The narrative here, what you can extract, and what happens is people extract the subtext, right? And the subtext here is comedian makes joke. Simple as that, right? That's what is happening, right? And that's what's going to stick in people's minds. It's not that people are, if you think Trump's racist already, you think Trump's racist. Yeah. This isn't swaying anybody. People aren't now going like, I'm just realizing Trump, he's racist. There's racist rhetoric. This is fucking ridiculous. It's all stupid. So this will pass very, very quickly. I think by the time Halloween hits, nobody will be talking about this. This will make absolutely no difference in the election. But you can play another clip. It's fine. We can move on in a second.
And, you know, there's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
That's you.
Okay. That's actually all right. Really
funny. See, he felt it, though. He felt like, we're oh, shit. There.
See, that's again, not okay.
Normally, I don't follow the
hey,
national
I'm from a
land.
Floating pile of garbage myself. Yeah. But I love it. That's what I
Where
love
you from?
About. I'm from Hawaii.
You have two floating piles of garbage on your chest.
I do. Yeah, exactly. If I ever was lost at sea, these babies would keep me safe. I'm telling you.
Some big titties. All right. Well, whatever. Whatever. Obviously, we support Tony, and we just support comedy in general. It doesn't even got to be Tony. If I didn't know Tony, or if I didn't know anybody involved, like I would come out and I would just support.
If you even had an anti-comedy perspective, the only thing that I would say is like reasonable would be like. You might be able to say, like, weird that the Republicans let that happen.
Yes.
But, that's not... He got hired to do that gig and did that gig.
I'll go a step further. Yeah. I'll say it was a full-fledged misstep on the Trump campaign to book Tony Hinchcliffe to open up that thing.
Sure. It was just retarded. Like it was a full-fledged misstep for me to get booked to the corporate that one time where they had to cut my set halfway through.
Yeah, no, dude.
Like, the guys who do trucking for chickens.
That's hilarious.
But you guys mentioned Don Rickles, and I know Trump is a big fan of Don Rickles. So maybe someone in his team was like, hey, this is the
Don,
modern...
It's Don.
Dumb. I'm Puerto Rican.
Dumb.
I'm Puerto Rican.
You're dumb.
Darth Rickles.
Fucking dumb Rickles over here.
Fast Sorry. And Furious got in your brain.
Yeah, dude. I'm drifting. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, though? I bet you somebody was probably like, hey, he's like the modern guy. Have him open. It'll be amazing. It'll kind of break the ice.
Right.
You know?
So, I got it. And that's what it was. I think it was probably a misstep. Thank you very much. Who are you, dude? I've seen you, and I shit you not, dude. I've seen you
White
maybe for a month. Straight. Who are you?
I'm Dominic. I'm training.
You're Dom. Yeah. Can I say Dom?
This Dom Rickles.
Dom
Rickles.
Who would want coffee this light?
I'm sorry, I've never made your coffee before.
Would anyone want coffee this light in the world?
I'll make you
a Is this a day in the one. Life of a Gas Digital employee?
Is Wait, is that mostly? Is that the zero?
I don't even know this guy. I just keep on saying
it. Is that the non-zero
it.
Creamer?
I'll you want the,
it's very
I'll
get, so I would say make it about my I'll skin tone. Thank you.
Did you love the Steve Jobs biography? That's your shit.
I did.
Of course.
He put a little straw. That's nice that he did that though.
I just got my fucking Apple tattoo.
Did you?
Whoa. Oh my God.
I shit you not.
Did the day you read that book you came in and fired someone?
I
a message?
I really did love the Steve Jobs and yeah. Yeah, dude, he's a that guy.
Good coffee, White Jorge.
That guy is not even like Shannon. Jorge. Shannon is a flautist. I am the conductor of the orchestra. That guy is, that motherfucker. He's not even playing an instrument. He plays the triangle right now. Anybody can play the triangle.
Yeah, don't forget it. Yeah,
anybody can play the triangle.
I've played a triangle for 13 years.
Do you ever dock people's pay?
No. Do we do that, Shannon? Shannon, I've almost fired almost everybody.
Do you do this when you give people their paychecks? You give it to them and then don't let go?
Look them in the eye.
In the past month, Shannon's been in the doghouse. Alex and G Mike were in the doghouse. Jorge, were you in the doghouse right after Skankfest, Jorge?
Is it because of Sober October?
Because they're fucking.
What happens?
I don't know. I don't want to trash them. They're great.
What happens at the doghouse?
Whatever. They don't become better at producing. I'll tell you that much. We should have some sort of training program in that doghouse. I feel like.
Well, Steve Jobs, you're missing the part where he only hired Indians.
That is true.
They take to that type of treatment a little better.
Yeah. No. Shannon, what did you do? Why was I mad at you?
Throwing their face, right?
Shannon, put the sexy music on while you tell me about your mistakes.
Here we go, and here comes White Horse.
You got a new coffee.
Oh, he's shaking.
He's shaking. He was very nervous. Thank you.
I want water, but I'm scared to ask him now.
Why are you scared to ask him?
I don't know. I don't want to keep making him running.
No, he works for you, Shannon.
Dominic.
Save me. Shannon, no. Save me. Save me.
Dominic, give me a water.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is technically Shannon's employee.
Shannon, that was the sweetest I've ever heard someone demand something.
Give me a water.
Shannon.
You have to work on your presentation. Like if you're used telling them the coffee's bad, what you need to do is take a sip and go.
Spit it in his face.
Yeah, you could have thrown it at him.
You know,
all in my face.
I did. Who did I throw coffee at once and then I felt
me.
Bad. Figs.
Me. Me. You dumb Rican. Me. You stupid fuck.
Then I
you
felt bad.
Savage jungle
I was like,
savage.
I did that and I was like, that was too far.
Yeah, it was too far. It's too far. You fucked me, dude.
Ah, shit. hold on, Shannon. Why did I have the sexy music on? What were you telling me about myself?
I got the water.
Wait, you were yelling at me about, and it was also after
you know what?
Skank
we're going to bring back the old sexy music. I've decided. I don't like this new sexy music.
I don't have it here.
Oh, that's new sexy music?
That's new sexy music.
I can
find another one.
Why were you in the doghouse, Shannon?
Because of the audio from Skankfest.
Audio?
Which I didn't really have anything to do with, but I got it.
You had nothing to do with it? You had nothing to do with it?
I'm not on that side at Skankfest.
Whose fault was it?
My fault.
By the way, Jorge was in the doghouse for the exact same reason.
So what was wrong with the audio?
It was not recorded.
Oh,
it was on the episode from Skankfest. The audio wasn't recorded, so it was just like a camera audio.
Oh, no.
Incredible episode. Tim Dillon on the episode. Mikey Figs on the episode. We did our fucking talent show. Best talent show we've ever had.
Incredible.
It was incredible.
Kill Tony ripoff. Completely a Kill
Shut
Tony
ripoff. Shut the fuck up, dude. No way, dude.
It was 100% a ripoff. It was incredible.
The Real Ass Talent Show is its own thing, dude.
There's a lot of cocks in the Real Ass. There are a lot of naked guys.
Yeah, they pulled their dicks out very quickly.
No tits, but a lot of dicks.
I noticed that with guys. They like taking their dicks out a lot.
If you got a big dick.
I guess, right? Why not?
Then none
but
yeah,
so Shannon is a producer of the show, so when something goes wrong, no matter what happens...
On her.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our favorite sponsors, which is YoKratom.com. We love YoKratom.
Absolute best Kratom.
Best Kratom in the world.
Fantastic.
Lab tested, mother approved.
Yeah, scientists, academics, they all tried it and they like it.
Everyone loves it. If you whether you are you work in finance or if you you know,
work for DoorDash.
You work
can
for
we
DoorDash.
Another company? I think I just fucked up.
I don't know what we can do. You know, I don't think we have many rules with this Kratom company.
Nice.
YoKratom.com gives us no rules.
That's right.
Just look, we don't want you to start using Kratom because you hear this ad. We want you to, if you're already buying Kratom and you already benefit from Kratom, get it from YoKratom.com. They have the best deal in the world. It's a $60 kilo of Kratom. They've never raised their prices. They're like the Arizona iced tea of Kratom.
Yep.
Just go, that's the third company we're mentioning.
Yep.
Go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we?
Blame Shannon.
We blame Shannon. That is the way it works. You have to have one person that's accountable. But the reality is, Jorge didn't record the audio. But Jorge was working for Skankfest in a room as an engineer. It was Shannon's job, whoever was fucking producing, whoever was engineering her shows, for her to crack the whip and double and triple check and make sure she micromanages them to make sure that the audio comes. So I could only be so mad at Jorge.
Yeah.
Jorge's been fired from Skankfest next year. That's okay. Shannon.
What's wild is a year ago, Jorge was the guy giving coffee, and now he runs the joint.
Yeah.
He runs
Jorge
the whole fucking
thing. Jorge is very important here at Gas Digital, so firing him is going to be a pain in the ass, but we're going to do it.
You're very important. You're fired from next year's Skankfest.
I have a new thing in my life where I'm no longer allowing my loyalty and my friendship to you people.
You have a resolution to be more of a dick?
More of a dick, yeah. I'm going to be more of a dick.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
my responsibility and my loyalty is to Baby James, and that's it.
Sure.
Baby James.
Baby James. Yeah. He's no longer a baby.
No one's going to get the best of you.
Yeah, he's 5 foot six.
Yo, he's a big boy.
He's 5 foot six. He's a pervert. It's fucking wild.
Wait, why is he a pervert?
I don't want to get into it. It's his business. This kid.
Before he left, he was like,
I thought it was my mom was a hooker and I became a pervert because of that. It's like, nope, it's in our bloodline. That's it. That's it.
Oh boy.
I thought my mom, I thought me walking in on my mom banging.
James,
John.
Where are my 19 fleshlights?
Does anybody want an edible? It is Edible Mondays here at the Gas Digital Network. These are great edibles. They are 50 milligrams each. They're very strong.
Sweet Jesus. No, thank you.
Sweet Jesus. I ate something called
Monday morning.
I ate something called the Sweet Baby Jesus in Baltimore this past weekend. I went to a place called the Blue Moon Cafe, and they said, you should get the Sweet Baby Jesus. We were featured on the Food Network because of it.
Sure.
And then I got it, and it was fucking horrible.
Oh, was it that crab thing?
It was a crab thing. There we go. Yeah, it was crab for breakfast. I don't know why. I've never liked it, not once ever.
Not gonna catch me eating that garbage.
I barely like crab. Yeah, I like crab legs.
Ugh.
Yeah, this is the Sweet Baby Jesus from Blue. I feel bad for trashing the Blue Moon Cafe in Baltimore. They're great. If you like crab for breakfast, I'm sure this is incredible. But I don't know why I ordered it. I'm furious. I wasted my fucking time.
That looks gross to me.
Yeah. Just gross.
I
just
any like of that crab, shit.
You like crab.
I do, but...
No, you have crabs.
Shh. I'm supposed to tell anyone, Lewis. No, I don't mind like crab cakes or just plain crab, but yeah, for breakfast with eggs and shit,
like crab Benedict isn't bad. You ever have a crab cake Benedict?
It's whatever is a fishy flavor
one
for breakfast.
One animal at a time.
Fishy flavor for breakfast is not... That's not it.
Yeah, agreed.
Just that's not it. It's really any fish in general. So when we go to Jamaica every year, we're going back in March. It's official. We officially have it on the books, by the way. The Gas Digital trip.
You're making me vegetarian.
So, but their national dish is called ackee and saltfish. Ackee is... in fact, we're going to go to, you know, World News with Mike Figgs. We're going to go to Jamaica right now. We have world-renowned chef...
Miss Janet.
Miss Janet.
Baby boy, what happened? You not like me crab, me meat? What happened, Lewis?
Hold on, it's real news. No, wait, this is rap. It's Lewis and Zach. God damn it, Shannon, it's Lewis and Zach. Back.
Wrong text, it's a wrong text. Yeah.
Me and China, boy.
This is not Jamaican music
you know,
at all.
You know me in the morning, me like to put...
Have you never heard Jamaican music like to in your entire life?
I'm a sucker for a good impression.
Mandarin music. Me like to put calm Mandarin music upon the background.
This is also not Jamaican
this
music.
This is Super Mario. Me son playing Super Mario. Don't be hating on me, boy. You know in Jamaica, we only got Super Nintendo and nothing after that. So what's the matter, boy? Why you want crab? What do you want to eat?
Is this kind of, I guess this is
which
sort of...
Doesn't my children in the back, they playing. Don't mind them. Gerald, put it down, boy.
Miss Janet,
Gerald,
it's not...
Carmichael, put it down.
It's ackee and saltfish. It's not crab.
Make the best ackee.
Saltfish is a type of fish.
Swordfish.
Saltfish.
Saltfish. Me make you a swordfish.
No, it's saltfish.
Saltfish. All right, me do salt and pepper fish for you, boy. Me do the ackee for you.
What is ackee again, Miss Janet?
It's the best thing me ever made. Yeah, I know it is. Don't play yourself, boy. I know you
like
it.
Tell everyone out there what it is.
It's oxtail.
No.
It's not oxtail. Me doing it wrong. I find out. I did Ancestry.com. Found out me Puerto Rican. 3%. 3% Puerto Rican. They all time me. That ackee was oxtail,
okay,
boy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you very much. See you later, Miss Janet. So anyway.
What the fuck is ackee?
Ackee is a type of, they call it a breadfruit. I believe.
Oh, like Ulu.
Fuck you.
That's the Hawaiian word.
Ulu J. Gomez. Ulu. What's Ulu?
Ulu is breadfruit. It grows on a tree. It's fucking delicious.
Can I say Ulu?
It's like a starchy fruit.
Is Ulu ackee? What's funny, when they cook it and prepare it, it looks like scrambled eggs.
Oh, I've never seen it like
that. Is it slimy?
Like no, Oprah? No. The way I know it to be, it's like a starch, but
this
it's
is
a cross
Ulu?
Between a fruit and a... Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, this is not. Can you show ackee? This is not what.
Boy, that's
ackee
a Kiwis,
like.
Boy. I mean, why are I saying
Kiwis? That's special
thing.
K. That's
yeah.
Two scoops of raisins. That's not. Shannon, that's not. Shannon, pulled up a bowl
Shannon's
of kashi.
Shannon's going real retarded right now.
So that's the actual fruit.
Shannon, those are frankenberries, you fuck. Those are frankenberries. Shannon, wake up. What the fuck are we doing?
Shannon just showed a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Spring fest all over again.
You said Fruit Loops, right? Fruit Loops, Ulu, Fruit Loops.
Rice Pop and Crispy.
Shannon, could you show me some ice cream, please?
Shannon, that's Wagyu beef.
A new bit on the show was we give Shannon simple words to give us definitions of. Oh. And it really makes me laugh.
Why? What
I don't know. She'll give me anything.
Could you Google door for me, please?
Shannon, what is a door?
A
door is a hinged, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance to a building, room, or vehicle.
Dude, it rules. I don't know why Shannon didn't say, and she looks so proud of herself.
Door.
Fuck. Door. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Shannon, what's a consonant?
Oh, boy. Tough.
So, let's see. Oh, Shannon, we have to say goodbye to somebody, a good friend of the show.
Firing
so
someone?
Sad.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Crumbs, the world's fattest cat, has died.
Aww.
Weeks after going to Feline Fat Camp.
Oh, my
friend
God.
Of the show.
Friend of the show.
That is the fattest cat I've ever seen.
We call it Cat Amico.
Oh.
Left fur.
Left fur. Okay, that was a solid fucking joke. We got to give a Gesselsnake. That was one of my favorites. Blacklesnake.
Now it's so long that it's just now it's dead. I'll just skip it. Just been too long, Lewis. Gesselsnake.
Dude, if you don't go and post that as Lev Fur, F-U-R, like a picture, I mean, it really tickled my pickle, my friend. Wow, that was solid. Yeah, solid joke,
you got to get the host to like you. That's what you do when you go.
Yeah, it sure is good podcasting. Like
that was a good callback.
Crumbs, what happened to Crumbs here? Look at this fat piece of shit.
Look at his junky belly.
So because he was so fat, they weren't able to detect that there were he had multiple cancerous tumors in his body.
That'll happen.
And so they eventually got the better of him.
Like those women who are so fat, they don't know they're pregnant until they give birth.
Oh, perfectly healthy.
So fucking crazy to me.
Oh, damn, poor guy.
Do we have more pictures of him?
It's so hard to say.
Oh, this is him swimming. He's doing his exercise.
He's trying to lose his weight.
He lost seven pounds. That's a lot.
That's like 70 human pounds.
Please kill me.
Please kill me now.
Cats hate water.
Yeah, he's horrified.
He can't get out.
All his nails are out.
Oh, fuck. Kill me now.
Kill me meow.
How about my thousand meow life?
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
A thousand meow life.
Yeah, poor cat. R.I.P. Let's do some plugs real quick. We have a lot of show left here. We're having a great time today on the Lewis and Zach show. Shout out to Zach Amico. Exactly. Go send Zach Amico love. Follow him on social media. Go see him on the road. We got to start giving Zach dates as well. Is he touring? Figure that
Zach
out.
Zach Juggalico.
But either way, Zia, what are you plugging?
My
Young
YouTube.
Lady.
I got a YouTube, I got an OnlyFans, and I got a Fansly. It's Zialand for everything. XIALAND, all one word. You can also on Twitter or Instagram, Zia_land. My link tree is in the bio, and it has everything for all this stuff. But I do stream 3 nights a week on YouTube. I did just have a fucking episode get taken down. I had Frankie McDonald on it. I was so salty, but it's my fault. I had a porn star on, and I didn't forewarn her that you can't touch her tits are just, she's a good friend of mine. I love her, but her tits are
giant.
What's
she doing her tits?
What did she do?
Can you show us?
She was adjusting.
A nipple popped out.
A nipple popped out.
Can you just show us real quick?
It was kind of like that. And a whole nipple popped out. And then she was like doing this. Well, I edited one part, but I realized there was another one that we missed. A little areola was popping out the top, and YouTube was like, this is sexual content. And I was like, it's a fucking boob. Calm down. But it was a great show. So if you caught it live, you had a fucking awesome time.
Love it. Well, go re-upload it. Why don't you re-upload it?
We're going to upload it to Pornhub.
A lot of people get clipped on having a boob out. Eh?
Yeah.
Can I just say, what's his name again? Dom? Dom, use the sugar-free creamer. This is terrible. This tastes like shit. He just poured.
He's saying he did use
it. No, he didn't.
That's what he's saying.
Dom, do you think I don't have taste buds? I'll actually kill you, Dom, for lying. Dom, and I mean this. Is this legal, Shannon? Am I allowed to threaten his life?
Probably not. It's satire.
Satire, you faggot. That's right, Dom. I'm going to bite your fucking nose off and spit it in your mouth, you piece of shit. I'm your worst nightmare, Dom. This is milk, Dom. You put regular, but it's not flavored. If I throw this in his face, a steaming hot coffee, is that satire still, Shannon?
I don't think
so. Yeah, it was satire for me.
Where's the line?
It was satire for me.
Where's the line?
And I have a special on YouTube.
Give me a new coffee, Dom.
Poor Ryan.
Ryan, what are you plugging, my friend?
The Boys Cast, as always, special on YouTube, but I'm going to be in Nashville and Chicago this week, so come check that out. Vegas, I got so many dates on the books right now. We got Minneapolis, Vegas, Chicago, Nashville, Edmonton, Phoenix. I'm doing all the L.A., San Jose, all that. But YouTube.com/RyanLongComedy. Check out the special.
Sickness. Sickness. Mikey Figgs.
Fuck yeah. At Comic Mike Figgs. First things first. The Thing Is Dang podcast with me and Shannon. Make sure you fucking subscribe. Make sure you check it out. We're friends with the Stand Comedy Club. I'm there every weekend. Come to the Stand. Come support your boy. And on the Patreon, you can watch Fig Talk uncensored. No bullshit. They fucked me and took down my show, too. So it's on Patreon. Fuck yeah, Comic Mike Figgs.
Come see me live on the road. The only thing I have for the rest of the year... No, that's not true. The only thing on the website is Toronto. But I just also booked Waterloo. That's going to be the Thursday before I go to Toronto.
Coming to the hood.
And then I'm also going to be at the Creek and Cave the week before Christmas. We're doing live regs at the Gramercy Theater. We're doing live Legion of Skanks in Jersey on New Year's Eve. We have a lot of shit coming up, guys. Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Make sure you guys do that. Check out all my other podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars, and Legion of Skanks, the legendary Legion of Skanks. And I did say I'm starting a new show. It's going to be a solo podcast.
I was just saying you don't have enough.
I don't have enough. I'm starting a new show, but the only way you're going to be able to get this show is going to be to subscribe for my email list. It's going to be free. It's going to be a bonus show that I do just for subscribers to my email list. It's not going to be posted anywhere else. You got to subscribe, and this can also be a great way that you guys can find out about when I'm on the road, new things that I'm launching. I got a book that I'm working on. I got two specials that I'm working on. A lot of crazy shit happening in my world right now. So go to lewisofskanks.com. Keep on checking back because you'll be able to sign up for my email list directly through the front page, I believe in the next day or so. I believe by the time this goes out to YouTube, you guys can do that. And it's a great way to get a bonus episode and get a little bit more of the serious side of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
I always forget how much of a hot box your shows are.
What, is it hot in here?
No, weed.
Oh, yeah, I get high.
Yeah, no.
Why, where's the weed?
No, that. Oh, I'm like, every time I do your show, halfway so through, I'm like,
dude,
oh,
this
right,
thing
I'm
is kind of crazy.
High now.
So I
you're fine.
I'm not, okay?
I went to dispensary in Baltimore, and this thing, I mean, the way we're getting with, like, technology is, first of all, I mean, shout out to everyone in Baltimore. I, once again, got tons of gifts. Yeah. So I got, like, an ounce of weed, an ounce of dabs.
Did you bring it back?
I was driving. Charles. And I'll fly with it. An ounce I'll fly with easily.
Fly with an ounce of weed?
Uh-oh. Easily.
Here we go.
Dumb.
Do they ever pull it out and ask you, like, what's going on with this?
Yeah, sometimes.
And then you're like, it's legal. What are you going to do?
It's perfect.
That's nice. Better, Dom.
I was like 16 at the time. My stepmom was getting laser eye surgery, so we had to fly to a different island to do it. And we went through TSA everything and got to the hotel on Oahu, and she had fucking a bud like this big in her purse. That she just forgot about. We skated through everything. Wow. No one noticed. I swear to God, there were dogs there. People in Hawaii are stoned enough that they're just like, eh.
No.
Did you have any issues bringing the stuff from Skankfest on the flight?
I didn't bring it.
Oh, okay.
You guys can fly with weed, guys. This is a non-issue.
Well,
you can legally fly with up to an ounce of weed.
I'm pretty sketchy about all that stuff just because I'm not a citizen.
It's legal. Okay. Guys, TSA has taken my weed out. They've opened it, smelled it, complimented me on it, and put it back in.
Complimented.
I swear to God. I swear my son's life.
That is some good shit, baby.
I swear my son's life. Yeah, was it a black dude or a chick? I don't remember. But yeah, they were like,
oh, that's gank right like, there, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, yo, that's some good stuff. I'm telling you right now, I have not even, and this
he
is for
did
years.
Not.
I swear to God.
That's why.
I swear to God.
I had a scumbag. He took away the cards, the case for the cards. He was like, you can't have this case.
No.
Yeah. He took away the case. I don't know. He was like, this like object, like it's kind of sharp. You can't have.
Oh, that sucks.
I was like, are you serious?
Yeah. Left all the weed because it's not dank enough. I can't in good conscience let you smoke this.
Yeah.
But the dispensary is in Baltimore, kind of hood. But this is fucking. This is kind of fun, dude. This is a device.
Sativa or indica. You could choose which one you want to do.
Yeah, you
That's
can
wild.
Switch it, and then I can switch it to sativa.
Back
and,
has
a gram, and then
energy,
I go to the indica.
Fill of energy. Ooh, and now you're calm.
Wow, dude.
I'm creative.
Nice breath.
I'm creative. Now I want to take a nap. Now I want to laugh with my friends. Now I want to eat and go to sleep.
It's going to be a solo pod for a couple seconds.
Yeah, dude, but this is pretty fucking sick, dude. This thing is
That's
fucking...
That's a beast.
This is a great.
I told you, I was starting to feel high, and I was like, "Oh right."
Yeah, do you want to hit it?
No.
You want to hit it?
Monday morning.
Come on, guys. Okay, I'm sorry. Why am I the only one doing drugs?
You want to see me freak out?
I do.
You do not.
She said, if you want to see me freak out and get naked and fuck everyone.
No. If you want to see me put my toes in Fig's mouth, let him suck them like.
Not that freak out. No one wants it.
No, don't do that.
You don't even know what happens when I get high. Okay, see. Let's see. We should talk about this. This is a chick. She used period blood for her Chucky Halloween costume. This is Toyter Night. We're bringing back Toyter Night.
Why?
Fuck it. It's Lewis and Zach's brand new segment. Toyt or Noit.
There we go.
Toyt. Is this rap? Motherfuckers.
Rap.
Toy or Noy. Gotta change that to L-A-Z, guys. Let's see this chick, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She's super hot.
Let's see. Let's zoom in a little bit here.
And she announced the period blood, made a big thing about it.
See, I'm one of these guys. I don't mind period blood. I shouldn't say I don't mind. I don't love it. That's crazy.
Love it. I'll tell you what, I definitely don't mind it during sex, but probably if it was still on the leg like 3 hours later, I'd be like...
Yeah, I was gonna say I've never been.
Why are you still here? I paid you.
Let's zoom in. This bitch got fucking nice thighs, dude. Thick thighs.
Hey. Wow. You like a big thigh like that?
Oh,
huh?
I love a big thigh.
You want your head squished in them?
Big ass, big thighs, a little tiny waist. Oh my god!
Have you seen K-Dot on Instagram?
No.
Shannon. I feel like you're gonna like.
Well, let's pull her up in a second. Let's finish on this girl first.
So
we're Twitter night.
Let's finish on this one. Just see this girl.
Say that again.
I have this girl's regular Instagram. If you want to see her regularly,
let's see. She's pretty.
This is
tall.
Her. She's Brazilian.
Oh yeah, she is. Yeah. Oh,
that's a thigh though. Yeah,
can I get to the yams?
Oh god.
What a cunt.
I feel like Che Dorena's head's gonna pop out of there. Yeah. Any second, like, hey, fuck it, dude. You should fucking follow me, guys. You come to my show, yuck yucks.
Yeah, Che does get it.
Oh, Che, you got me again, you son of a bitch.
Hey guys, it's a big goofy smile.
You fucking idiots. Make sure you fucking follow it.
Che's another one. I really like Che. He's funny as fuck.
He's the man, dude. Oh, Che's amazing.
He's the man, dude.
That's an OG Toronto boys.
Yeah, no, she's obviously a toy. Can we see the period blood photos again now? She has them all on her face and everything.
Yeah. I don't know that what's on her face is period blood. It looks too red.
Dougie, I'll dig in there. I'll jump right into the period blood. I don't give a shit.
How do you know so much?
How do you know it's period blood? Did she announce it?
It's in an article. Yeah.
Is she an OnlyFans chick?
Not OnlyFans, but she does. She has like 600,000 followers on her Instagram.
Look at her nipples.
Wow. Was it her period blood?
Mm. Yes.
Good question.
So you love the period blood? Fix.
I love it.
Talk to me about
my girl's pussy. Feels nice and hot and warm. I feel viral. I feel like a fucking barbarian. You know, I know she's horny. Like, it usually, like, at the end of her period, she's like, gets really horny, and she's like, oh, but I'm still kind of bleeding a little. And I'm like, yes.
My only problem is just the fucking sheets.
Oh, yeah.
I have all white shit.
You gotta have you have all
white
towel.
Shit. I have all white shit, yeah.
You have specifically for that.
Miami man?
What? I have all white shit.
Miami shit.
My bedroom is all white.
Really?
Yeah.
Push it to the limit.
Like Scarface. Do you have rugs on your ceiling?
Man, is that crazy? I almost feel like don't most people have white sheets?
To me, white sheets, that's like, some Miami shit.
I have gray, I have white, I have purple.
I have all white.
I have dark blue gray.
And then I have like some black X.
Guy has
pillows.
All white stuff. Isn't that like a statement?
Well, I mean, the whole house. No. My house is like white and gold themed. Like, so most of like in the
Are
kitchen and the. No, it's a lot of white. And I think white looks nicer. But like the furniture.
Did a woman decorate that?
Well, it's me and a bunch of different girlfriends through the years added. There's a little bit of everyone's spirit. If you go into my house, like, that's a little bit of Natalie. There's Jenna over there. That wall, that's Kim. That's fine.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't like white.
Punching bag with my face on it.
You're like, why is it better? Sheep Mason in the back?
Oh, the hole behind that poster, that's Kim. What were you saying?
I'm just the opposite. I don't like white. I tend to keep everything like darker colors.
Okay.
Yeah. I just feel like it's more calming. Whites, it's too much. It's too sterile. Everything looks. And then it gets dirty so easily. You just see dirt everywhere and then it looks like kind of nasty. Right. Huh?
Yeah, I feel like whites, like you're either like a child or a swinger.
Well, no, I just like, I also feel like I like it being white because then I know if it's like dirty. Mm. You can see it. You can literally visibly go like, I know. Instead of being like, this brown fucking throw blanket's covered in shit. and I don't know it.
Well, I mean, you just clean regularly.
You're just peeling at like a
I just
hard
clean
part.
My house.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Like, I don't have to smell my blankets to make sure. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I also like it's not.
On the contrary, if I spill a can of Coke in my bed, now I have to wash them.
I have a cleaning person too, so I make sure my sheets are changed and cleaned every single week. And
you have a cleaning person?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all right. Nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't
giving back to the community.
If I didn't have a cleaning person, I wouldn't have white things. That's the truth. No, I have to have a cleaning. My ADD is like really bad. I will get very cluttery. Like even right now, my cleaning lady's coming in tomorrow. I think like just the house gets. The day before she comes in, I just start fucking.
Do you have the camera set up?
No.
No. You don't just clean, like, you don't have like a day dedicated to cleaning for yourself, or you really don't have time?
No, it's just.
It's a lot of shit. It's a lot.
Because I have a cleaning person, what I do is I end up keeping it, like, I keep it somewhat clean throughout the week. Mm. And then before she comes in a day or
shit
two.
Shit everywhere.
Then I start to just fucking throw pizza boxes. I'm like, fuck her, she's coming in tomorrow. And also, sometimes I do get, if it's too clean, I do mess it up a little bit. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not paying her for nothing. It's insane, dude. Yeah. So, I have like really, really bad ADHD. So I'll get super cluttery. I'll get super messy. I'll fucking, yeah, it's a problem.
Well, blood is on the white sheets is the moral of the story. Yeah.
Blood on the white sheets is the issue. I used to, Colin Turrell, I remember Colin moved me from whichever house it was. I think it was from the city to Jersey. The mattress that he moved. Doggy, this mattress, you remember, what was that that show on Netflix?
It was like the Jewish mattress in the tunnels.
Do you remember the serial killer?
Betty?
No. What serial killer on Netflix? They made a show about him.
Jeffrey
Bundy.
Dahmer?
Jeffrey Dahmer, yeah, where they walk in the room and it's like the bloody mattress where he like just murdered a gay kid. Mm-hmm. And it's like thick red AIDS blood. Like just fucking, yeah. Goofy. That dude, this mattress, it looked like a horror scene.
Are you sure you're not throwing that out? You're not going to throw that out,
it's like
Lewis?
Like Colin and Scott Chaplin having to fucking put their face against
it. Me to put
carry it down a hallway.
Yeah, Dougie, we're taking that in the truck.
Okay. Are you sure we're not going to throw it out? All right.
It's not a good column, but it's just
not the worst.
It's just Irish.
It's not bad.
It's just
you pick the right thing. It's you say the throw it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to throw it out?
Are you sure? You want me to keep this one? All right.
Well, that's getting worse.
Please, right, bloody. All right, lad.
It's bad.
No,
it's
Scottish.
Oh, shit.
There he is. There's.
Let's see. Racist live chat. There's another racist live chat. Denzel says, saying, my ADD is such a faggy weak thing to start a conversation with.
Thanks for subscribing, bud.
I really appreciate that.
What about if you add the H in there? Does that help?
Yeah.
Slayer says, I don't think Lewis was diagnosed with ADD. So, yeah, I most certainly was. I was on medication for years.
Oh.
And, I decide not to be on medication now. I decide to do it naturally.
Oh, natty.
With fucking lion's mane and exercise.
And Dominic's paying for it, poor kid.
Fucking Dominic.
I'm not taking my meds. This coffee's too hot.
I am bragging about not taking my meds.
Yeah, Dougie, real life dude, don't take my medication, Dougie. Blood on my mattress, cleaning lady. Can't keep a relationship, you know. Support Kill Tony.
Jody says, RIP Adderall Lewis. Let's see. I was taking Adderall for a while. Then I took Vyvanse. Oof. And Vyvanse was pretty good.
Did you lose anything when you took the medication?
My temper all the time.
More irritable.
Oh. Yeah, when I tried to fight Kurt Metzger in that video on YouTube on Legion of Skanks, I was on
the
Adderall.
Comedy Store thing.
I was fucking just pumped to the gills on Adderall.
Whoa.
Mm. And Kurt Metzger is a cunt, so it was a combination of those two things. I love Kurt; he's a genius, but he can be a real cunt. He really fucking.
I don't remember the context of that one.
I don't have to rehash all together. He essentially, long story short, we got into a dumb argument over something, and like months later, I saw him at the Comedy Store, and I didn't say hi to him because I was fucking still salty.
Okay.
So then he flipped out. Like, I wasn't there. He was talking to Kim, who was my girlfriend at the time, and Dave Smith, and he was like just talking wild shit. Dave texted me. He's like, dude, Kurt wants to fight you. He was talking like crazy right now. And Kim texted me. He's like, yo, she was like, when you come here, he's like, be prepared for Kurt to fight you. He like wants to beat you up right now. He's saying crazy shit. Then he starts texting me that he wants to, he's like, if he sees me, he's going to stab me and leave my son fatherless. And then I was just like, yeah. So by the time I saw Kurt, I was just fucking.
You showed up ready to juice. Let's go.
Oh, I was ready to fucking murder him with my bare hands.
Was there a fight? I don't remember.
No. I tried to.
You threw a cup at him, right?
I threw a cup at him. People got him to us. Then we went outside and fucking, I tried to fight him and he wanted no part of the rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And then Kim, he was dating Annie Letterman at the time. And Kim grabbed.
Is this pre-UFC or after, you know, mixed martial arts, Lewis?
I had trained already at this point.
You've been
point.
Training.
But Kim grabbed Annie Letterman's glasses and threw them in the street in L.A. Because she was just a down-ass bitch.
Oh,
she was like, you're his girlfriend, I'm his girlfriend. Here, bitch.
The girls are fighting. That's so funny.
That's the perfect love story if you guys come back together, dude. If you guys come God back, bless. That's
no,
a movie. Dude.
Listen, Kim is very happy. So you were happy for Kim.
Do you want to see a little of that?
No. When you were doing the medications, though, it was getting you. So you were more juiced up. Did you find your brain was foggy?
I was getting a lot of work done. I was on Adderall when I started Gas Digital.
That's when you had two podcasts and you got a correlation to getting off the medications and how many podcasts?
Well, maybe. Honestly, it keeps me focused.
Yeah.
You know, keep my brain working.
Interesting.
It's weird how meth does that for some people. Yeah. Like, it's just pharmaceutical meth. They're like, here you go, children, have fun.
Uh-huh.
But it, for some reason, it just does the opposite for them.
Yeah.
Before we go, let's see, Shannon, let's see this singer Loomis. I don't know who this is. I've never heard of Loomis.
Oh, yeah, this is wild.
But she apologized for botching the national anthem.
I mean, botched it, dude.
Could you sing the whole national anthem, all the words? Can you say say the words? Don't sing them right now.
Can you see actually, I don't know.
I sing it every time I'm getting
third word wrong.
You don't go, oh, Canada.
Yeah, I put my hands behind my head and I sing the national anthem. Yeah, I sing Canada's national anthem.
What is Canada's national anthem?
That's actually not a good national anthem.
It's like, oh, Canada, oh, Canada.
Basically.
Something.
Yeah, something like that. It kind of sounds the same, but it's just like, oh,
can
Canada.
Can you say the national anthem? No. Without singing it, say it.
I'll say, can you see by the stars or the lights?
I usually start there.
Banner, so
by
great.
The dawn's early
night. I feel like you have to sing it.
I can
otherwise,
guitar
you
it.
Can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just say it.
It is hard to just say it.
Yeah.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
What's so can proudly you see? We
hailed. For the twilight's last gleaming.
Something like that, yeah.
Here's the thing. I know those are all words in it. I have no idea if they were at all in the correct order.
Can we get a definition on gleaming?
trying to simply say the national anthem is a damn near impossibility.
It's like when they're drunk and they ask you to say the alphabet backwards. I can't do that sober either. Uh-huh. Like, who the fuck do you expect to actually do that?
All right, so go to Loomis.
Yeah, you got to show the video of her singing it.
Oh, no.
There we go. Go ahead.
Through the pain. For the ramparts we watched,
I don't mind it.
We're so gallantly strung.
Gleaming. Oh, she fucked that one up.
And the rockets, red glare. I fucked it up. I fucked it up.
Oh, she said I fucked it up? No, that's crazy.
Oh, where is this?
No. Nope. She can't say I fucked it up.
She goes, can I do it again?
Oh, he this goes, is a debate.
Debate is this?
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's like presidential debate.
For who?
Yeah, what president?
I'll pull it back in 1 second. I just want you to finish it.
Through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled
she's so pissed.
For the land of the free.
I knew she was going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think she sounds pretty good.
Well, she's a good singer.
That little one little fuck up part.
I don't love that much stank on the words.
She got a lot of stank.
Oh, no. I need more stank. More stank.
You like the.
Oh, yeah. Doggy,
it kind of feels like you're doing an impression of
the
singer.
You've been invited to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Make it your own.
Stank it up.
I want to stank it up. Up, down. I want you to go low. I want you to go 10 fucking octaves.
Hand on the ear, close an eye.
100%.
All right.
But
100%.
Did you hear what she said? She goes, can I do it again? And the guy goes, no, we're live.
Yeah, we're live.
And that's when she fucking goes, all right.
She did in her apology. It's a long apology video that she
does she sing the apology?
I think she does actually sing
it. She raps it.
But she said that she wasn't aware that it was live because she was kind of rushed on stage at the moment. And that's why she thought she would be able to retake it.
You know.
Yeah.
Is she Puerto Rican? We are retarded. I didn't say that. Puerto Ricans are very stupid. Stupid culture. Stupid people.
Loomis.
Stupid Island.
Yeah, what race is she, though? I wouldn't mind knowing that.
I'm going to say
generally first Puerto question Rican. I ask about someone.
Maybe Mexican.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes people make mistakes. So I'm very forgiving on the Lewis and Zach show.
I'm forgiving on that one. Yeah, I mean, it's just funny, but
it is
a bad
funny.
Anthem does seem to stick with people.
Oh, yeah. They're saying that Fergie's out of jail now because Fergie fucked it up first.
What did she do?
You don't remember her in the NBA Finals? She sang it and, like, botched
she
it.
She did a medley with that and Let's Get Retarded?
Yeah. And they were laughing. Like, you got, like, Stephen Curry, like, laughing because it was so bad.
Oh, say, can no. you?
She was like, lose control. She's singing it like that. Look, here's Fergie's. Watch. Here's Fergie's. Oh, say, can
you see? Oh, they remixed this shit. Oh, we hate it.
We hate it.
I don't get why this is so bad, though.
Wait, it's going to get worse. Watch. Okay. It gets worse.
It's just, you know what it is? Like, I get. It's moody. I get the vibe. I don't hate what it is. I always feel like this should be like.
This is elevator music version.
Yeah.
It's almost like.
It's going to get really bad. That's going to get worse.
I feel like if you're eating dinner at the White House, this should be playing in the background.
Yeah. Look, he's laughing. They're all going to start laughing soon.
Somebody just farted. You hear that?
That's 100% sounded odd.
Lewis is very forgiving. Lewis is liking this
I
show.
Mean, I don't like it, but I don't...
I don't get why this is a catastrophe.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea, but I didn't expect it to be.
I mean, she's a stupid bitch.
Boom! Lose control! I'm telling you, she got to cut into that.
Yeah, that sucked.
That wasn't great.
That sucked all the dick. Bender sucked it. Like they're all laughing. They're all cracking. They're cracking up at her. They're laughing in her face.
This might be crazy, man. This might be
this is my lady.
Even Jimmy Kimmel laughing at this shit. Get the fuck out of this shit, man. Come on, I'm ready to play the ball. I'm ready to play the game.
I think they're cracking up.
Get the
bitch out of here, man.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's get retarded. Just lose your mind, lose control, lose the thing. I couldn't think of any other Black Eyed Peas songs. There's got to be some other good ones, too.
Shit.
Is that Roseanne had one?
Roseanne had one, but yeah. Hers was like purposely
she was funny,
bad, right?
She was funny.
Yeah, that was it.
What is there any other ones that are notoriously bad?
You don't want a bad first pitch or a bad anthem. They take that seriously.
Dude, first pitch, I wouldn't know what to do.
I wouldn't love to do the first pitch. I would two-handed in.
I'd be better at doing the national anthem than a first pitch, I think.
First pitch is a rough gig.
Dude, I can't throw a ball for shit.
A lot of pressure.
I mean, I guess I can. I throw a ball around with my son now, and he doesn't like call me gay or make fun of me. It seems like he's like... I feels like I'm the dad throwing it harder than him.
Sure.
You know? I think.
Yeah, like a
it's
reverse
okay,
situation.
It's okay, Dad. It's all right, Dad.
He kind of feels... He couldn't join the wrestling team, by the way.
He couldn't?
Yeah.
Why
too
not?
Big, too tall.
Because he's doing a second play.
He's singing a national anthem.
He's got to go play a fucking. He's got to go Dory the Musical.
I was just about to say, if it's not a musical, you're good.
No, it's a musical. Yeah, he's in. He's doing a
Wait,
play.
Dory,
he's
like
doing
the
a.
Fishies?
Yeah, yeah. He's doing a second musical. He's playing The Prince and the Little Mermaid in the Town's musical, and then he's playing some. It's the first year his middle school
when
is
his
doing.
His dad comes and bullies him on his own podcast.
I'm just saying, join the wrestling team. If you really want to go to the next level with your jiu-jitsu.
Have you told your dad about this bully? He is the bully. But the problem, sir.
You're not going to fucking jazz hands your way to a gold medal. I'll tell you that much.
My dad's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. He's upset that I'm a sea urchin in the play. All I wanted to do would be a sea urchin.
He's in two different fucking plays about fish. I mean, James, give it up.
Is that why you call him a perv? Because he fucking wants to be Dory.
Jesus Christ.
That might be a pussy play. You never know.
Maybe. You know, well, he really likes acting and he really likes performing and he really loves jiu-jitsu. He goes to jiu-jitsu. He's very committed to jiu-jitsu, but this was the
year. His dad's a comedian. I mean, you're not going to be a bricklayer,
this
right?
This is the year that he was supposed to start taking wrestling as well, and he was excited about it. And then with his schedule, it was just like, you can't. Like,
well, I guess his allowance is getting cut because this is a wrestling family.
Well, this is crazy. I mean, you're just talking about, it's like, well, if you want to be mid at jiu-jitsu for the rest of your life, then that's fine.
I'm going to kick your ass every Christmas.
Are you going to
be? He's going to have a great sachet, baby. He's going to have a great fucking...
I mean, it's fine. I gotta, to be honest with you, I have like reservations now anyway because James, he's getting to an age that he's getting like older and like people in jiu-jitsu start having like injuries and shit. And like, yeah. I just don't want to like be the reason that he ends up breaking his shoulder one day or fucking like. So I told him, I was like, James, you don't have to do jiu-jitsu. I was like, you can, you know, if you want to be a little fag and do more, you can do five musicals if you want.
You know, that's the problem.
Is there a dick sucking club after school that you want to join? Because I'm okay with that too. I'm totally okay with it.
As long as you wrestle him down first. Yeah, right. Yeah. As long as he doesn't want it.
Oh, shit. All right, we're going to wrap it up. This has been fun. Great show. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys very much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having
Zia and Ryan Long and everything they do. Mike Figgs, support filling in for Zach and Miko today and Wednesday. Live shows all week. Zach is coming back Friday morning, so we will be live on Friday with Lev Furs in the studio. I got to call Lev on some of his shit.
Furball?
The furball, yeah.
Fur.
You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for supporting today's show. We will see you on Wednesday live right here on the Gas Digital Network, 12 p.m. Eastern. Good night.